Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Today would have been my brother's 78th birthday, so I thought I might talk about him this morning. After we both left home for good in the early 70s, our communications were intermittent and unscheduled. A few visits back and forth over the years, but hardly the relationship that wins a World's Greatest Brother Award. Now, we had ourselves to blame for that. So I'd rather talk about our years together, growing up at home in Woodside, Queens, New York. He was born in 1947 and I in 49. Joe was the number one son, which meant, in our Irish Catholic family, he would be named after Dad, that he would be expected to excel academically, and that he would, hopefully, become a priest. Joe was indeed named Joe, and he did excel academically, and he tried like hell 4 years in the seminary to become a priest. Now, 2.5 out of 3 ain't bad, even for a number one son. I won't say much about being a second child other than to say that my road was much less stressful than his. He was wound up. I was chill. He expected a lot right now, and I took a nap or two along the way. If I were to write a recipe for longevity, Joe's ingredients would not be in it. But we had each other. We had each other for a good long time. He was my introduction to and my education through classical music. He took me to the Metropolitan Opera, and he introduced me to Lincoln Center. We marched up to the third balcony at the Met, up hundreds of plushly carpeted marble stairs all the way to the gallery. The gallery was behind the last row of seats way up there. The gallery was where you stood for the entire opera. A short one like Pagliacci or a marathon like Parsifal, we stood. The gallery is where music appreciation and physical education meet. He took me to the West Side Docks in Manhattan to watch the great ocean liners of the day set sail. We would cut school and bid bon voyage to the Queen Elizabeth and the France and the Da Vinci. It was my first hint at a global perspective, that there was a great big world just past the Verrazano Bridge. I wish that every American kid had had that chance. Maybe we wouldn't be so full of ourselves. We would ride at the front of the first car of the number 7 train to the end of the line in Flushing, to an enormous hobby store. Its chemistry department was huge. Chemicals, test tubes, beakers, and burners, the store had it all. I remember a Saturday morning in the fall when we pooled our allowances, took the L, and bought a set of thistle tubes, elegant glass creations, fragile as a butterfly. On the bouncing ride home, we were pushed into the riders next to us, and we were left with a bag full of shattered glass and a lesson in keeping yourself together. Now, lest you all get weepy, we went back to the store the very next week, made the same damn purchases, and spent the following 3 days in chemistry experiment heaven. I still love a good thistle tube. We went to the same elementary school, St. Sebastian's, surrounded by hundreds of children, all of us dressed in blue and white, boys in shirt and tie, girls in jumpers and saddle shoes. Now, Joe, being 2 years older, was 2 grades ahead of me, 2 grades smarter and infinitely more sophisticated. He taught me to smoke. We must have looked pathetic. He taught me about sex, most of it hilariously mistaken. And one day, years earlier, as we were walking upstairs to the bedroom we shared, he turned to me and he said, "You don't still believe in Santa Claus, do you?" Well, Joe left the world in 2009 at the ripe old age of 62. He took a lot of pain and suffering with him. But he left all our stories for me to share with you.